Russian hacking of the 2016 campaign went a lot deeper than previously known. That's what current and former counterintelligence officials told Congress today. Here's Jeff Pagés.
As of right now, we have evidence of 21 states, or election-related systems in 21 states that were targeted.
Homeland Security officials said the Russians appeared to target voter registration data. Of the 21 states, only Illinois and Arizona have said that they were attacked. DHS official Jeanette Monfra would not name the other 19, even when pressed by the Senate Intelligence Committee's top Democrat, Mark Warner.
How many states did the Russians actually exfiltrate data, such as voter registration lists?
Prefer not to go into those details in this forum, sir.
The officials all said there was no evidence any votes were actually changed, but the scope of Russia's efforts was staggering. Assistant FBI Director Bill Priestap.
The internet is just, it has allowed Russia to do so much more today than they've ever been able to do in the past.
Before the House Intelligence Committee, former DHS Secretary Jay Johnson defended his agency's response.
State election officials are very sensitive about what they perceive to be federal intrusion into their process. I heard that firsthand over and over.
The Obama administration formally blamed Russia for the attacks on October 7th, but Johnson says that warning was drowned out.
It did not get the public attention that it should have, frankly, because the same day the press was focused on the release of the Access Hollywood video.
And that video, of course, showed then-candidate Trump making disparaging remarks about women. Just yesterday, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer admitted that he and the president still had not discussed whether the Russians actually interfered in the election. Anthony.
Thanks, Jeff.